USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Results from the Iowa presidential caucuses late yesterday are confusion, as the actual results have been delayed by technical glitches. They may not be released until sometime later today. The state Democratic Party saying it found inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of results. Most of the major candidates have already left Iowa, and they're now in New Hampshire, among them Senator Elizabeth Warren.
When I left Iowa, I said it was too close to call, and it still is, but I feel good.
More senators are expected to explain their votes in the president's impeachment trial today on the Senate floor. A final vote on the two articles is scheduled to happen tomorrow, and the president's expected to be acquitted. President Trump will give the annual State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress tonight, expected to tout things like new trade deals and the strong economy. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Arguably the most well-known radio talk show host on the planet, Rush Limbaugh, shocks listeners with a medical diagnosis. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Rush Limbaugh shocking millions of his listeners with the announcement he has advanced lung cancer.
Diagnosis confirmed by two medical institutions back on January 20th.
Limbaugh, who is 69, used to smoke cigarettes and originally thought he had a heart problem as he had shortness of breath.
The coronavirus continues to rapidly spread across China, where authorities say there's been a spike in confirmed cases. It's up to 20,000 now, an 18% jump in just 24 hours. At least 425 people have died from the virus. Harvey Weinstein's rape trial resuming today in New York City after one of his accusers suffered a panic attack yesterday. Lawyers for the producer were questioning Jessica Mann at the time. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
After a terrorist incident a few days ago, the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for an end to the liberal automatic early release of convicted terrorists. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
20-year-old Sudesh Aman was shot dead by police after he went on a stabbing rampage on a busy South London street that left three people injured. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, typically convicted terrorists have been released halfway through their sentence. But that must come to an end.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for this latest attack. I'm John Clemens.
A powerful winter storm that dumped a lot of snow on the Rockies yesterday, now marching towards the center of the country. The National Weather Service says it will generate a band of snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast, and heavy rains across the south and mid-Atlantic over the next few days. And a classic snack from the 90s is coming back. Dunkaroos will be on store shelves again this summer. The packages have cookies that can be dunked in a separate space for icing. The one flavor returning is vanilla with rainbow sprinkles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.